tough. I don't think I'd save too many, to be honest, but it's a different style of goalkeeping when it comes to Gaelic. I've not played Gaelic since about 14 or 15, so I'm very rusty, should we say, but haven't trained for about a month either, so it didn't help matters. But no, it was great to be out with the lads tonight. The level of dedication and the fitness, I watched them on Sunday in Derry, and then, the training them tonight was fantastic. Yeah. And, I've known Jim now for a few years as well, and Pat, obviously, and it's great to be along tonight to see them all.
And this was supposed to be a light session too.
I wouldn't want to see a tough one. No, you just see the lads there, the dedication and the work rate they put in is phenomenal. You'd probably argue to see a fitter Premier League team in England than a amateur Gaelic team here in Ireland. It's phenomenal dedication from the players and the staff as well. It's hard to believe that they're amateurs, because the professionalism is phenomenal.
Yeah. As for the coaching style, when it comes down to goalkeeping, how does it differ what Pat's doing and what you were doing in the soccer in England?
Yeah, it's a bit similar. I mean, there'll be different things. Obviously, we sort of finished with some high balls into the box, which you wouldn't really get in the soccer game, but the drills before that were very similar that we did. And the balls are different, I might add. The balls, the O'Neill's balls are a lot heavier than what the Premier League balls are. They're a lot lighter, the ones in the Premier League. They move a lot more, and probably easier to kick as well. These are heavy, and I imagine on a wet day they'd be difficult to kick very long down the pitch.
Yeah, we've seen you talking to the players there afterwards as well, and they're coming off the back of a big one against Derry.
Yeah.
You've seen it as well in soccer. A one of that size can really knock a side on into the next number of rounds.
Yeah, I mean, whatever Jim said to them at half time on Sunday, they came out second half, and the first 20 minutes of the second half they absolutely battered Derry, and deservedly won the game. I think if they show that in every game, then they've got a real chance of going all the way. Hopefully they can. Obviously, as a Donegal man, you'd love to see them, pick up the All-Ireland again, but it's obviously not going to be easy. There's lots of good teams in the All-Ireland, of course, but I think that's the sort of bar they've set there on Sunday. They were fantastic in long spells in the game and deserved to win the game.
Yeah. And what sort of advice were you giving the boys there at the end?
Not much. No, I just congratulate them on it. I was in San Maguire a couple of years ago. I was sad I couldn't go. I had to train that day, and I had the ticket and everything got, but I'll just basically, keep going, doing what they're doing, and keep listening to Jim, of course, because he's a phenomenal manager and a motivator and psychiatrist, and he's all wrapped into one. He's a great guy and a great leader for the county, and we're lucky to have him, really. Yeah. And I say just keep listening to him, and they'll not go far wrong.
Yeah, Pat Shovlin's with us as well. Pat, can you take Shay on the county team here at some stage in the championship? Do you think?
Well, we're not rushing into it yet. He'll make no wild commitment. I suppose it's a testament to when he came here tonight. He put in a big shift as well. In fairness, he's gone off. He's ripped Michael Murphy's bottoms, and he's ripped Damon McGee's top. So it shows how hard he has worked here tonight. But no, it's great to have him here. It's great for our boys. It's very positive, to see a Premiership star here. In Convoy, lending support to the team. And that's always a positive. And drives the players on. So it's a good shot in the arm for our lads, and a good boost of confidence for the goalkeepers going ahead.
Yeah. Let's talk about your own situation now in England, the soccer front. Shay, you're currently as interim coach or interim assistant manager at Aston Villa. You've still got a couple of playing years left. What are you hoping for happens in the summer? Are you content where you are at the moment?
I don't know what's going to happen, to be honest. I'm still a player at Aston Villa and did a bit of coaching towards the end of the season, obviously, and it was great for everyone that we stayed in the Premier League. It was a tough season, and it's no secret the club's up for sale now, and it depends when it gets sold or what have you. It's a bit of a transitional period, because no one knows what the future holds, really. But I'll go back in July, start of July as well, with the rest of the lads, and go back as a player and tell them it's all different. I meet up with the manager, of course, when I go back as well, and see what his thoughts are for going forward.
Because you got a huge boost with your loan deal at Middlesbrough earlier in the year, and you weren't too happy that you had to go back to Aston Villa. You would have preferred more playing time on the pitch. So obviously you're still sort of steering in that direction, are you?
Yeah, I think I've still got a few years left to offer, and playing wise, you look, even like Mark Schwartz a few weeks back played in Champions League semi-final at 40, nearly two, I think he is, 41, and you just want to play as long as you can, because that's what everyone tells you who's retired. You play on as long as you can. You've got a long time to coach after that, and hopefully that'll be the case. So I just go back and see what Paul Lambert's thoughts are when I go back pre-season, but hopefully I can get something sorted over the summer.
Yeah, and the flip side of it is, have you got a bite now for the coaching role as well?
Well, I've done my coaching badges before. This sort of thing came at the end of the season, the last month of the season. I've got my UEFA B licence and UEFA A licence, so it was a good opportunity for me as well to sort of learn from obviously the manager and the coaches at the club, and give me myself a little bit of experience what goes on from the other side of things. And obviously there were some big pressure games as well. We had to get some results to stay in the Premier League. So you see that side of the things as a coach as well, and it's a real eye opener.
Yeah, well, we've got Jim McGuinness here. Obviously he's a big connection with Celtic, and you've had a big connection with Celtic as well. There's a lot of talk about the manager this week and who it's going to be. Roy Keane, of course, been touted now as going to be the main man there. Do you think it's right for Celtic and right for Keane that they come together?
I don't know. There's lots of names being banded excited about, and obviously Roy's the most recent one, but you know, I think the sooner they get it sorted as well, then the better, because I think their Champions League thing starts in mid-July, you know, so the new manager's got to get his socks on pretty sharp and, you know, get players that he might want in and stuff, you know, and, you know, obviously Roy would be a good fit, obviously we've been an ex-player and, you know, the big Irish connections as well, of course, with a lot of Celtic fans being Irish as well, so it would be a perfect fit, but I'm not sure how far that's down the line.
Yeah, you've played with Roy Keane when he was on the international setup, and what really can he bring to Celtic, do you think?
Well, he's a manager before as well, he's done well at Sunderland before, and obviously he's been at Ipswich in different places, he's got experience in that department, and he obviously played at Man United for so many years under Sir Alex Ferguson, so I'm sure he's picked up lots of you know, good advice along the road, and you know, I think the biggest thing Roy commands is respect off the players, and you know, for the career he's had as a player, and you know, the only downside of the Celtic situation at the minute is you know, Hibs and Hearts have just got relegated Rangers out of the league, and it's a shame for Scottish football that when I was at Celtic as a kid, then you know, Rangers, Celtic, Hearts and Hibs were the four biggest clubs up there, you know, yeah. Seems a bit of a shame that three of them are not in the league anymore, you know, so that's a tough one.
Yeah, is that added more maybe to the argument that Celtic should be playing English football in the English leagues?
Well, that'd be the ideal situation, you know, I think that was touted a few years ago, Celtic and Rangers, you know, and I think it would be great for even for the Premier League for them two clubs in it, but then people would say it would kill off the Scottish league, but you know, it looks at the minute it's not the best league in the world because of the, as I say, the teams that have dropped out of it.
Yeah, just finally on to the international setup, Martin O'Neill's and then Roy Keane's in as his assistant at the moment, and the Republic of Ireland are in a bit of transition at the minute, but they've got a goal of making it to Euro 2016, and I suppose there's friendlies going on at the moment, but there's a lot of hard work going on in the background, and is it achievable that the Irish can be there?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously with them two in charge then they've got a great chance. The only thing is they can't buy the players, they've got to have the players from Ireland, of course, or Irish, you know, ancestors or whatever it is, and you know, it's not an easy group. I mean, we were second seeded in the group, and you know, everyone was looking forward to a nice easy group, but the third seed I think was Poland and the fourth seed was Scotland, who are really on the up at the minute, so I don't think we could ask for a tougher group. So if we're going to qualify, it's not going to be easy. Obviously Germany top seeds as well, so it's probably we couldn't ask for a tougher draw really. So quietly confident that we can do it because there's extra teams as well that can qualify this time, so but it's not going
to
be easy.
Yeah, listen, thanks for talking to Shay here in Convite. Hope you enjoyed your session, and maybe in the future, the very near future, we'll see you back to hold a hand again in Donegal.
Hopefully, I need to learn a bit more, I think, before I come back the next time.
All right, thanks, Shay.
Cheers, thanks.